The Michigan legislature gave final approval yesterday to a measure that removes limits on the number and location of charter schools in the state of Michigan, limits that had curtailed proliferation and the controversial challenges that these schools have had for more than a decade. Billy Copps Wimmer is the executive director of the Michigan Council of Charter School Authorizers. And Billy, you got to be happy about that. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm delighted. It's a great day for children and families across the state of Michigan.
I can hear the MEA and the Michigan Federation of Teachers now. Oh, my goodness. The public school system is going to go down the toilet because we're going to have more of these charter schools which are underperforming.
Well, Tony, that's simply not the case. We have information that shows, data that shows that the longer a child is enrolled in a charter school, the better their performance. In fact, continuously enrolled charter school students actually meet the statewide proficiency of all Michigan students at 83% in reading, 86% in math. And our two-thirds at-risk students perform as well as the state's one-third at-risk students.
Billy, we had you on yesterday, and I wanted to finish our conversation. You recently released a study showing that the longer students are in charter schools, the more their scores on state standardized tests improve. Tell me about that.
Well, we've looked at all the data from we're still processing some of it, but we have looked at data from six of our university chartered schools, and we have found that despite the fact that 70% of students in charters are eligible for free and reduced price lunch compared to 46% of students statewide, and 67% of students in charters are minorities compared to only 30% of students statewide, our students are actually over a three-year period of time meeting the MEAP achievement in math and reading.
Tell me, who do charter schools serve the most? Who comes to charter schools as far as your students?
The majority of charter public schools are actually designed to intentionally and purposefully serve poor and minority students who have historically been the most challenging to educate.
How's that going?
It's going very well. We have 20,000 families who are on our waiting lists, and we have children who really want to come to our schools, but we just don't have the places for them. So this legislation is going to actually improve the chances of students to actually enter into a charter school.
All right. How much growth will we see with charter schools in 2012 and beyond?
Well, the legislation provides for a doubling next year and then up to 500 schools the following year, and then an unlimited cap. However, authorizers, the universities, the statewide authorizers, are very, very, very particular. It is a long and arduous process to be able to apply for.
Right. We talked about that process yesterday. Just wild guess, how many more new charter schools will we see next year and the following year?
I would say up to 50 next year at most, and then beyond that, I'm not sure. I can't say.
All right. Well, we will have more charter schools, and hopefully that means that a lot more of our kids will get great educations. Billy, thanks so much for your knowledge. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Tony.